Marta Harolay is Professor of Physiology and Nutrition at the University of Murcia, Spain, and a visiting professor at Harvard University in the USA in the chronobiology research team. They're looking at rhythmicity in humans, the links between the body clock and meal timing. Their recent findings propose that timing of food intake is very important for obesity and weight control. Can you start by explaining what is chronobiology and what's your research about?
Chronobiology is a rather new science that studies rhythmicity in humans because we are not the same in the morning and at night. These changes are going to affect our physiology. We have different clocks in our bodies, and we have one clock, the central clock, that is in the brain, but we also have clocks in our heart, liver, pancreas, and adipose tissue. All these clocks are synchronized with this central clock and also with external environment, like with light, food intake timing, and exercise. My research is about the interaction between chronobiology and obesity. We were the first in the world to demonstrate that our adipose tissue have its own clock. This clock is different depending on the location of adipose tissue. Adipose tissue has this rhythmicity even outside of our body. So in culture...
So what happens if the clocks are not functioning well?
Chronodisruption is what happens when these clocks are not well synchronized among them, or when they are not well synchronized with the environment, with light, or with eating, or with activity. In the modern time, we have a big problem, because first, we have artificial light, so our body doesn't know if this light is the real light at night. The body thinks that this is during the day. Another problem is that many times we move at night because we are awake. So again, body doesn't know if this is night or day. And the third is that we eat. We snack very frequently. So the body doesn't know what time is it for food. Another important aspect that we have demonstrated is that timing of food intake is very important in losing weight. A study in Spain, 420 people, found that eating the same quantity of calories and spending the same quantity of energy had differences in weight loss. Those that eat before 3 p.m. lose more weight than those people that eat after 3 p.m. So now we are trying to understand what is happening there. Those people that are very good responders in losing weight have a very nice circadian pattern. Those that they don't lose weight have a very bad and no marked circadian rhythmicity, so we can consider that they have chronodisruption because we have different clocks in different organs. Chronodisruption is going to affect also many illnesses like cancer, aging, Alzheimer, and depression.
Your research is also looking at the influence of genetics and how variations in a gene can influence chronodisruption.
We have studied one very interesting gene called the clock gene. This accelerates the internal clock. People that have the risk variant, that have a C, cytosine instead of thymine, in one particular place in our clock gene, are more obese, they're sleepless, they have more ghrelin, the hormone that makes you eat, and also they lose less weight than the others. 30% of the general population have this genetic variant. We have published in the International Journal of Obesity how women that have the C allele have a very bad circadian pattern, they have chronodisruption, and they are more evening type people. But we have also demonstrated that if you eat well, then these people, even though they have the risk variant, are not obese and they sleep well. We can modify the expression of our clock genes with behaviors. Behaviors can change the methylation of your gene, and it won't be expressed. And even though you have the variant, this variant is not going to make you obese.
Your research suggests that different dietary and lifestyle factors, such as the timing of food intake, are able to modulate our genetic material, specifically DNA methylation, that might alter the expression of our genes. Can you explain this relationship?
Timing of food intake is important because it can alter our circadian rhythmicity, and you eat at the wrong time when your adipose tissue is not ready and has not the good enzymes to metabolize your food. So at the end, your metabolism is not working well at that time. For example, adiponectin is a hormone to facilitate our carbohydrate absorption. It's very high in the morning. We can say that perhaps it's better to eat high carbohydrate foods, like, for example, bakery products or bread or even sugar, in the morning than at night. So those people that don't have breakfast, those that are stressed with dieting, those that are always eating, or those that are very emotional, they have higher methylation of the clock gene and it doesn't work. For example, snacking too frequently increases methylation 12 times. This is so big. And how does it work? We know that several factors in our diet may influence the enzymes that are necessary to methylate the DNA. And also we know that some foods and nutrients are by themselves able to have methylose into the DNA. So a high methylation of some genes, for example in clock gene, is not good. If the clock gene is not expressed, then you don't sleep well, your circadian rhythmicity is bad, and at the end you are more obese, and you lose less weight. If we eat at the right time, if we sleep well, if we don't snack very frequently, if you eat well, your clock gene is well expressed, you will have more capability to sleep at night, to eat at the right time, and to have a nice circadian pattern.
What do you see as the next steps for research in this area?
So the first thing I would like to know is what happened in other populations with different timing of food intake or with different distribution of food during the day. Second, we want to know more about why timing of food intake is important. What is happening there? Why, if you eat late, you have problems? And also we want to follow on with different clock genes and the interaction between these genetic variants and food intake in order to predict obesity. And the last thing, the most important goal, is to try to predict what is going to happen in weight loss treatment.
Marta also told us about some interesting new research into the timing of exercise.
If you exercise in the morning, you will improve it. To exercise in the morning is rather a good thing for your circadian system because it notices that you are awake, that you are alive, that you are not sleeping anymore. Evening type people have a bad pattern of circadian rhythmicity, and when they exercise at night, this becomes even worse. So we want now to start to study how genetic can be related to all these aspects. This is a very new area of research, even though this was first described in the 18th century. I am so excited with the research because this is answering many questions that have been popular questions.